when I practically quit farming several years before I got to where I couldn't see good, and I went into the ranching business right on a little scale, you know. I didn't, not a big scale, but I had leased a couple of places, about 400 or 500 acres, and I had about 300 something acres here, and I raised a good many cattle to sell, you know what I mean, raised cows and calves, stuff like that. I never thought to tell about it. That didn't make any difference. So I believe I did say I bought and sold cattle, and I butchered cattle and hogs and stuff like that. But I didn't, really it sounded like I didn't do anything much, but those little odd jobs that I'll tell you about that I done, but I did carry the little ranching along all the way through, you know, that like raised a bunch of, I call my home cattle, you know. I raised a bunch of it. I'd say, okay, so then I'd buy and sell, you know, buy and keep them in the pasture a few days and sell them. I'd even carry them direct to market when I run. I'd done that for several years, right smart, after I kind of quit farming. Never did farm much, tell you the truth about it. Only, well, that is farming, you know, farming and ranching.
Well, you know, we were talking last, we were talking about the house that you lived in when you were a child.
Yeah.
And you said it was a little bit like this one.
Well, it wasn't years deep back, you know. It was just a front porch across the front, if I remember right. And then you go in the front porch and right into the fireplace room, what we call the fireplace room then. And then there's a bedroom to the left and the right and the dining room to the right. But it's just it wasn't exactly a square house, but it wasn't as long this way.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
It's been so long. I was a little bitty old kid when I left there. I left there when we was under 8 years old, and I can't remember. You know, just I can remember it all right, but I can't remember just all the details about the house.
Yes.
But I do remember that much. It had a front porch and a fireplace.
Yes. Well, what do you call this room that we're sitting in now?
We call this the living room. That's what we use when we have company. We sit in here. And we don't have no den, unless you call this a den. We call it the living room.
Yes, sir.
And then we have four bedrooms here, you see. 16 by 16, a 10 by 16, and then we have four bedrooms, and then we have this, I call that the service room, that where we keep the deep freeze and wash and dry and all that stuff.
Well, what about this bedroom here? You call these bedrooms different things. What would you call the different bedrooms to tell them apart?
Well, we just say, that's my wife's bedroom, and this is my bedroom here to the left, and then that's the guest room over here where the two beds is, and that's GB's room, the son. Then you're sleeping in. That's the way we identify when we're talking about them.
And so this, you just say, if you...
That's my wife's bedroom there.
You just say my wife's bedroom.
Yeah, and then we call that her bathroom there, you know, right by. And then we call this the boys' bathroom back here on the service room. The men mostly use that one, and the ladies mostly use this bathroom. It's a general, it don't make any difference, but that's usually the way we... The routine we go through with them.
What about this big room here where you cook and everything? What do you call that?
We call that the dining room.
Kitchen and dining room.
Kitchen and dining room combined. It's both.
And then you just call that out there where we were sitting yesterday?
Front porch.
Well, now, if you went out the back door, there's a little...
We call that the little back porch. It's not much of a porch. It's just a place to go down, a place to hook the doorsteps to.
It doesn't have a roof on it, does it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it's roof. It's roof, same size as a floor. It's...
Well, if that place didn't have a roof, if it was just a place to walk out, would you still call it the back porch?
No, just a back door. Just call it a going out place. I don't know what you'd call it. Yeah, just the entrance to the back.
So it has to have a roof for you.
Yeah, it is a little back porch. It's just very little, about 6 by 6 or 8 by 6, something like that. 6 by 6 again.
Oh, well.
6 by 8. I never did measure. Don't exactly what it is.